look at the 3CX apocalypse, Wiz shreds Asia AD, Lumen Technologies discloses 2 security breaches, and leaked documents expose Russian military hacking tools. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 31st of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, a threat actor has compromised VoIP software development company 3CX and has trojaned its macOS and Windows desktop clients. The incident was discovered by CrowdStrike, which believes this may be the work of North Korean hacking group Labyrinth Chilema. Current evidence suggests the group infiltrated 3CX and hid malware in its desktop clients in early March. The malware was then delivered via updates and new downloads. It stayed quiet until this week, when the malware started contacting remote domains to download additional payloads. SentinelOne says the final payload is a previously known info stealer meant to interface with browser data. CrowdStrike has also observed hands-on keyboard activity in some limited cases. 3CX has confirmed the incident and advised customers to use its web app until it releases new desktop clients. If you'd like more details on this story, head to our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Staying with all things DPRK, and North Korean hackers are exploiting a vulnerability in a popular software app used by banks and government agencies across South Korea. South Korea's intelligence agency, NIS, says hackers have compromised 210 computers at 60 organizations since the start of the year. While authorities didn't name the company, ZNET South Korea identified the vendor as Initech and the software as AnySafe CrossWeb X, an app used for authenticating users via electronic signatures. South Korean officials say they worked with the company and released patches in January and are now urging South Koreans and companies to patch their software. In other news, cloud security firm Wiz has identified a misconfiguration in Microsoft's Azure Active Directory that allowed them to modify Bing search results. Wiz used its own Azure AD account to bypass authentication and access apps created by other customers. Wiz confirmed the attack by hijacking the Azure app that Microsoft uses to manage some of Bing's search results. Researchers then modified search results and even added XSS payloads that would steal Office 365 credentials from Bing users. Wiz says that based on its scans, nearly a quarter of multi-tenant Azure applications appear to be vulnerable. Microsoft fixed the issue and awarded Wiz $40,000 for their report. One of the largest US telcos and communications infrastructure providers, Lumen Technologies, has suffered 2 security breaches. According to a recent SEC filing, the first was a ransomware attack that hit the company's hosting infrastructure. Lumen says the incident is degrading operations for a small number of its enterprise customers. In the second incident, a sophisticated intruder managed to gain access to some of its internal systems, where it conducted reconnaissance, installed malware, and extracted a relatively limited amount of data. The US government will send $25 million to the Costa Rican government to help the country strengthen its digital infrastructure following a massive ransomware attack. The attack crippled government networks there for months last year. US officials say the funds will be used for cybersecurity training, the acquisition of secure hardware equipment and software licenses, as well as the creation of a security operations center within Costa Rica's government. A bill has been proposed in the Russian parliament that would grant the FSB intelligence service round-the-clock access to the databases of Russian taxi companies. According to Forbes Russia, the FSB will have extrajudicial access to customer databases, real-time location data, and payment information. The bill was proposed by FSB officials and is expected to pass and come into effect later this year. Staying in Russia, and 4 hackers there received suspended sentences from a Moscow court despite their long-time involvement in a giant carding operation. The four suspects were detained in Moscow in January of last year. They were accused of being part of the InFraud cybercrime cartel, where they ran the UniCC carding forum for 10 years since 2012. Now, TASS reports that despite the seriousness of the charges, the case judge justified handing out suspended sentences after the four admitted their guilt. The suspension of their sentences means they'll not serve any jail time. In other news, Google has taken action against a coordinated campaign that used ads on its search engine to promote links to thousands of malicious websites. The sites posed as legitimate or open source software websites, but instead spread Trojaned apps that would infect users with malware. Google says that the coordinated campaign lasted for about a month from the end of 2022 into the new year and involved tens of thousands of malicious advertisements. Google confirmed its takedown in its yearly ad safety report. All in all, Google says it blocked more than 5.2 billion malicious ads last year because of malware, disinformation, trademark infringement, and other reasons. Google search results have become increasingly dangerous in recent times, and while it's great that they've taken action against this campaign, we really do hope that they're going to get serious about this. Amnesty International and Google have identified a hacking campaign targeting smartphones in the UAE. The attack consisted of SMS messages containing one-time temporary URLs. The links redirected users to malicious websites that hosted exploit chains for Samsung's internet browser. When successful, victims would be infected with Android spyware. Google's security team linked both the exploits and the websites in this campaign to Heliconia, an exploit toolkit developed by Variston IT, which is a company from Barcelona, Spain. Google previously spotted the Heliconia framework last year, but this marks the first real-world case where the toolkit was used in the wild. German and French news outlets have obtained documents stolen from Vulcan, a Russian Ministry of Defense contractor that develops offensive cyber capabilities. The leaked files contain information on three projects. Now, the first is Amazon, a system that manages information flows in limited geographical areas. It can perform tasks such as redirecting users to desired content and can also be used to intercept communications. The second is a platform named ScanAS, which is a system that maps adversary networks via internet scans and open collection sources. Security firm Mandiant says ScanAS appears to have been used by the Sandworm APT. And the third is Crystal 2B, a training platform for simulating coordinated IOOT attacks against transportation and utility industries using Amazon. And that is all for this massive podcast edition. Closing the episode is Proofpoint Senior Threat Intelligence Analyst Selena Larson discussing the company's latest report on an APT that's targeting NATO-aligned European countries.
Proofpoint researchers unveiled new research on an actor known as TA-473. Proofpoint has observed recent espionage-related activity by TA-473, including yet-to-be-reported instances of this actor targeting U.S. elected officials and staffers. TA-473 is a newly minted Proofpoint threat actor that aligns with public reporting on Winter Wyvern. This actor, since at least February 2023, has continuously leveraged an unpatched Zimbra vulnerability in publicly facing webmail portals that allows them to gain access to the email mailboxes of government entities in Europe. TA-473 recons and reverse engineers bespoke JavaScript payloads designed for each government target's webmail portal. Proofpoint concurs with Sentinel-1 analysis that TA-473 targeting superficially aligns with the support of Russian and/or Belarusian geopolitical goals as they pertain to the Russia-Ukraine war. Read more on Proofpoint's Threat Insight blog.
And that was Selena Larson from today's sponsor, Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter. Head to riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for your company.